Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, we've been talking about how they're doing door-to-door and they're burrowing into election boards. You've got to understand how profound this penetration is and what's occurring and how you can stop it. I'm going to give you an example. There was a recall group that was put together to recall four board members from the Mequon-Thiensville School Board. Now, you may or may not be a member of in the Mequon-Thiensville district. Many of you are not. But this is happening around the country and happening around the state. Be very aware if this happens in your community. So these people were a right-wing group. They were objecting to things like masking and critical race theory, even though critical race theory is not taught in the Mequon-Thiensville school district or any school district in this state. And they got beaten. And Rebecca Clayfish supported it. One of her supporters ran for one of the school board seats. And that supporter said, quote, Planned Parenthood is a white supremacist organization, end quote. And Clayfish backed that up. You do not want the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, as governor, believe me. However, all four of these insurgent candidates lost. They all lost. And everybody said, great. The right ones stayed in, everything's fine. Well, no, everything isn't fine. Because two of those people who are challenged are not going to run again in April, a couple of months from now. They had enough. They don't need death threats. They don't need death threats against their kids. So the recall group is going to field candidates in these elections. The recall group is going to field candidates in the elections. They will show up at meetings. They could be disruptive. You have to be careful. You cannot sit back and be complacent. If a recall group attacks you and they lose and they try to recall, they're going to come back as candidates. It's not a recall. Some elections are uncontested. It's a pain in the neck to be on a school board. They could get in uncontested. And then they could go through and purge the school library. You don't want that. You want professional educators. You want appropriate books for appropriate ages. I get, you know, for the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, it depends. There's certain things you'd have high school kids look at and not low grade school, certain kids and so forth. So this penetration is going on at the election commission level, the school board level. It can include recalls. It's a lot of threats. And then when people run, if they're uncontested, they will sneak in. Be very aware. Take a very, very good look around and see what your school board is like and what your elections are like. And I don't think these people are going to win. I don't think they're going to get in. But I don't know. Mequon-Thiensville is a very astute area. I mean, people... You know, they care about education, but you can't beat somebody with nobody. If they're uncontested, they will sneak in. And kind of a precursor of what the themes are going to be in those races and a lot of races around the country. First of all, at the state level, you have Trump endorsing people for Secretary of State, for governor, because those are the two certifications that Congress looks for in the presidential election, who flat out say that they think there was something wrong with the election in 2020 and they are not going to certify that kind of thing again, i.e., you're going to have a constitutional crisis. But at a lower level, Steve Scalise, who is the number two among the Republicans in the House, right now Steve Scalise is the number two to Kevin McCarthy. If, God forbid, they ever won the Congress, Kevin McCarthy would become the Speaker and Steve Scalise would become the Majority Leader. He and 15 other Republicans have met to lay out their plans to use controversies over race and gender in schools to beat the Democrats in 2022. They're going to falsely say that somehow critical race theory, which nobody can define and is not taught in any school in the country that I know of, is a problem, and therefore vote Republican. They're weaponizing the FBI, anti-FBI sentiment, because remember, Merrick Garland asked the FBI to investigate physical threats to school board members and principals. There's a principal in Arizona, a woman, two guys show up with handcuffs, Ziploc handcuffs. I'm going to take her out because she had a masking mandate. Garland suggested the FBI investigate that. And they're saying, well, the FBI is being turned loose on parents. Republican Party is the party of parents. They're going to introduce a Parents' Bill of Rights Act. So be very, very aware of what's happening. It's a fake, phony, crooked a presentation of the issue. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. So the year kind of comes to a close, and we're almost into the next year. The new year, we ought to title for progressives and Democrats and even the Republicans on the right side, the year of accountability. Because many of these trials and actions are going to take place next year. And this is the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, you're a historian better than I, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time in my lifetime or in the history of the country, maybe, that our government's going to be held accountable. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Everybody, and that includes, obviously, incumbents, but it also includes the Republican Party. One level of accountability, Bill, is the January 6th Commission. People who planned this, people who set it up, it resulted in killings. It resulted in destruction, an attack on our democracy, have got to be brought to justice. People who make death threats, you know, to Dr. Fauci and healthcare workers, to election workers, to poll workers, they have got to be held accountable. And so I couldn't agree with you more. I think Biden is being held accountable. One thing I do want to say, you know, there's a lot of gloom and doom with the incumbent party in the presidency, in the Senate, in the House. And if this is an anti-incumbent year, everybody goes, oh, well, okay, it's an anti-incumbent year. So what? Every time president's in for 2 years, it's an anti-incumbent year. Very, very difficult to beat an incumbent president. Trump was beaten because he, frankly, is a crook. I think Biden's going to be fine in 2024. But in 2022, we have our work cut out for us. And frankly, I think we accept accountability. And I think Biden's done a very good job. I think the hard infrastructure was a very good thing. I think it was very, very good. I think his attack on COVID is great. I turned on Fox the other day to look at it, and they were all saying Biden is not getting enough people vaccinated, and so that's on him. Are you kidding me? Fox preaches anti-vax, and Fox had a memo in the newsroom telling their news people, you get vaxxed or you're fired. They're all vaxxed, and they all lie about it. Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson have been vaccinated. And then they throw trash on it. Then they blame Trump for people not being vaccinated. This level of hypocrisy has got to stop. There can be no more insurrections. There can be no more coups. The fact is, we are going to hold everybody accountable. We'll be accountable. But I'll tell you what, Trump and the rest of them are going to be very accountable. Very, very accountable. And people who need prosecuting are going to get prosecuted. Bill, thanks a lot for calling. As always, great show. Great call-ins. Coming to the end of the show, stand by for some great programming with Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian, Devil's Advocate, and you have Earl Ingram. Great evening programming, great weekend programming, headlined by Pizza Box Mike, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.